Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here live from TyCon Southeast in the Waverly Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, and it is about to get started here, and I'm pretty excited about it. But first up, we got Abhi Mutien. Did I do all right?
Almost.
That was close. But you are representing the Thai organization from the Carolinas, is that right?
Yes, that is right. So I'm from Raleigh-Durham.
Raleigh-Durham. How's the Thai community over there in Raleigh?
It's a very active community. It's a smaller community than Atlanta, but very active, a lot of startups and growing.
Now, you have a day job at Patagonia Health.
Yes.
What are you guys doing for folks over there?
So I'm the co-founder and CTO of Patagonia Health. We are a healthcare IT company. Mm-hmm. We do electronic health records and billing management systems for various healthcare organizations.
Now, how'd you get into that?
So I got started with a friend of mine. So he's the co-founder and the CEO. Uh-huh. And I had been laid off from Symantec. And I figured I had to do something.
So you decide, you got the entrepreneurial bug? And
I had the entrepreneurial bug for a while, but after Symantec laid me off, that was a good start.
That was a good catalyst, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what got you from having this important job as a co-founder and CTO at Patagonia Health and saying, you know what, I'm going to be active in Thai as well? What was the thinking there?
So I've been interested in entrepreneurship for a while, and when we started Patagonia Health, Thai charter members and Thai members locally were very, very helpful. They helped us along. They guided us. They gave us some direction and advice. They were always open to that. That was one of the big factors for us. When I saw that, I figured I had to give back to the community as well.
Uh-huh.
And so we are big into encouraging and inspiring entrepreneurs.
Now, at Thai, it's been my experience that the giving back is an important component, and the attitude that you feel responsible to the community and you want to help the community grow is an important component. So that resonated with you personally?
Yes, absolutely.
And then does that culture also then kind of go into Patagonia's culture as well?
Yes. So even at Patagonia Health, when we hire interns, for example, we give them the full attention, so we help them get along and make sure that they're growing in their career path, whatever else they want to do. So that's an important factor for us. We hire several interns throughout the year and help them along their career path, but that's along the same lines of inspiring entrepreneurship.
Now, here at Thai in Atlanta, they spend a lot of energy in creating a diverse community here. Is that the same way in Raleigh?
Yes, I was just talking to somebody and explaining to them that Thai initially stood for the Indus entrepreneurs.
Right.
For immigrants from India.
But that's how it started, right, in Silicon Valley?
Yes, that's how it started. But now you can see that it's a much more diverse audience.
Right.
And most people don't know what TIE stands for anymore.
Right.
And the same goes in Carolina. It's a very diverse audience. There's no restriction on who joins.
Now, is it hard to get the message out in the Carolinas to have entrepreneurs join Thai, or is it pretty much a go-to meeting place for entrepreneurs in the Triangle?
So the Triangle is a very active scene. There are several different entrepreneurial organizations, including Thai Carolinas. Mm-hmm. So it's a mix. We have a lot of loyal followers who are a part of Thai Carolinas, and there are a lot of new startups where we have to get our message across. But we are getting there.
Now, in the Carolinas, with the Research Triangle there, is there certain niches in technology that you guys specialize in?
Yes. Thai Carolinas, being the Research Triangle park, there are a couple of things that we specialize in. So it's a lot of it is in software technology. There's a lot of healthcare software coming up, healthcare startups coming
and
up.
And wasn't banking, that was a big hub for banking, right?
So banking is largely in focused in Charlotte, but we do have a few of the startups in RTP as well.
Uh-huh. So now, what's your biggest challenge as the president of the Carolinas?
It's keeping the community involved and engaged when there's so many different things going on around the Carolinas.
So now, what do you do to get their attention and to keep them engaged?
Speakers. So speakers is one of the big one.
Right.
So another big event that we run every year is the Young Entrepreneurs Event.
Mm-hmm.
So these are high school students who we train through a business program competition.
And then, so do you match the high school students with business owners and entrepreneurs to help mentor them?
Yes. So there's a lot of experts who mentor the students, and they're competing, in fact, tomorrow afternoon.
So they're competing...
For the local competition tomorrow afternoon.
And then are they part of the TYE here, or this is only Atlanta here?
This is only Atlanta here.
But so you're running a similar thing?
It's a similar thing, and they will all go compete in Vancouver.
And isn't it neat when the light bulb goes off on the kids, when they kind of get like how an entrepreneurial path is possible? Because they don't get that like from the public schools, at least not here in Georgia.
It's the same in Carolinas. But it's a very interesting transformation to watch them over the last 6 months when they came in fresh, and now they're suddenly like, oh, I can do this.
Now, do you teach the same methodology, this kind of lean startup, a form of lean startup, like a minimum viable product, and then go out to the marketplace, make calls to see if it's viable? And
yes. So we focus a lot on customer development.
Right.
And we give them ideas and we give them guidance, but it's really up to the students to come up with their own plan.
Right.
We give them that freedom. They have to explore on their own.
Right. But you're there to help them and answer questions, but they got to do the work.
Yes. They have to do all the work.
Right. And then do you get a lot of participation?
Yes. So we got 30 students this year. And for the next year, we already have signed up, I think, about 10 students.
Wow.
Ready to go.
And then are they allowed to do it year after year, or you want all new people each year?
They can come back next year. Mm-hmm. And we have had a couple of students who run their own startups now. So one of the students from TYE a couple of years ago is here. She is now one of the finalists in the student startup category.
For the university?
For the university.
Right, because that's right after high school, then there's a university
right.
competition.
So and she's here.
Wow, that's yeah. fantastic. Well, if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website for you guys in the Carolinas?
Yeah, so it is carolinas.ty.org.
Uh-huh. And it's Carolinas with an S?
Yes. So if you go to the TI website, you will see Carolinas in there.
And that includes North and South Carolina?
That is correct. It's North and South.
And then for Patagonia Health, do you guys have a website?
Yes. So it is patagoniahealth.com.
And then the target market for you guys are medical centers, hospitals, doctors?
So we work with a lot of behavioral health agencies, uh-huh. public health departments.
So government entities?
Government entities. So we're talking with Georgia, state of Georgia, mm-hmm. and a lot of counties in Georgia.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you, Lee.
All right. We'll be back in a few at TyCon Southeast.